Chapter 4. Roads. 4.0. Awareness and cooperation. Think of all the reasons people use Washington roadways. To visit family, to take sick kids to the doctor, or to get home after a difficult day at work. Washington roads are used by people just like you. And the road system relies on the cooperation and shared understanding of the people who use it. You expect others to know and follow the rules of the road. They expect the same of you. Sometimes roads can be confusing. For example, they could be under construction or crowded with vehicles, trucks, motorcycles, bicyclists, and pedestrians. There are moments that might require you to be more patient and thoughtful. You might find it easier to navigate the road if you remember life can be hard and most people are doing their best. The key is courtesy, respect, and awareness of others. Your care and consideration could save someone or yourself from serious injury or death. 4.1. Sharing with people. Always yield to pedestrians. Pedestrians and bicyclists have the right of way at crosswalks and intersections whether the road is marked or not. Wait until a pedestrian has cleared your lane and one additional lane before proceeding. If the pedestrian is using a wheelchair, cane, guide dog, or other service animal, wait until they have completely crossed the street before continuing. Don't drive into oncoming traffic to pass a pedestrian or bicyclist. Look for people who can't see you, such as people behind buildings or cars, pedestrians with their back to you, and people wearing hats or using umbrellas. Are distracted, such as children, delivery persons, road workers, and pedestrians on their phone or wearing headphones. Might be confused, such as tourists and people following a map or looking for a new location. Are using a wheelchair, cane, or service animal. It's unlawful to interfere with a service animal. Don't honk. It could confuse or frighten the animal or pedestrian. 4.2. Sharing with school buses. The loading and unloading of a school bus is a potentially dangerous situation. School-age children are not always predictable or aware of danger. Make sure you're thoughtful and cautious of children as they get on and off the school bus. Be patient and follow the speed limit and the school bus signals. School bus lights are like traffic signals. Red means stop, and yellow means caution or slow down. Fines are doubled for anyone who passes a stopped school bus. It's unlawful to pass when red lights flash. Never pass a school bus with flashing lights. The lights and sign tell you that children are near and getting on/off the bus. All drivers traveling in the same direction as the bus must stop when the red lights flash and the stop sign is extended. Don't use a center turn lane to pass a school bus. Drivers in all turn lanes must stop. You may go after the lights stop flashing, the sign is retracted, and the metal arm returns to the front bumper of the bus. Continue to watch for children even after the red lights have stopped flashing. When you are in front of the bus, on a two-lane road, all vehicles must stop when the red lights flash and the stop sign extends. You can resume traveling in the opposite direction when the lights stop flashing, the sign is retracted, and the metal arm returns to the front bumper of the bus. On a multi-lane road, drivers traveling behind the bus must stop when the red lights flash and the stop sign extends. Drivers traveling in the opposite direction as the bus don't need to stop when the red lights flash or the stop sign extends if 1. There are three or more lanes. 2. Lanes are separated by a median or barrier. 4.3. Sharing with transit buses. Yield to any transit vehicle traveling in the same direction as you that has signaled and is pulling back onto the roadway. 4.4. Sharing with large vehicles. Safely sharing the road with large trucks and buses requires knowledge of their special limitations. You need more time and space when driving around large vehicles. When you're near large vehicles on the road, pay special attention to the following. Visibility. When following large vehicles, adjust your following distance so you have a wide view of the roadway ahead. Blind zones. If you are near a large vehicle and can't see the driver's mirrors, the driver can't see you. There are blind zones on each side of large vehicles where the driver cannot see you. Avoid driving alongside large vehicles for too long. Stopping. Large vehicles can stop as quickly as smaller vehicles. It takes a loaded truck with properly adjusted brakes traveling at 55 miles per hour, 450 feet to come to a complete stop. Cutting in front of them without enough space is dangerous for everyone. Merging. When entering traffic ahead of a large vehicle, wait until you can clearly see both of their headlights in your rearview mirror before merging in front of them. After merging, maintain the flow of traffic to reduce impacts on other drivers. Turning space. To avoid hitting something, large vehicles might require more than one lane to complete a turn. They also need two lanes of space in a roundabout. Don't pass a large vehicle when the driver is turning. This is a frequent cause of collisions involving large vehicles. Be patient and wait until their turn is complete before moving ahead. Hazardous materials. As you're driving, be aware of vehicles with signs indicating they're carrying hazardous materials. Avoid driving near them when possible. Long, steep grades. When traveling up or down steep roads, large vehicles travel slowly. Be prepared to encounter slow vehicles in the right lane. Snow plows. Use caution when driving near snow removal equipment. Snow plows can force snow up and off the road, causing blizzard-like conditions. This can reduce visibility for drivers following too closely. 4.5. Sharing with motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other road users. They obey the same traffic laws. However, because motorcycles are small vehicles, they're more vulnerable and harder to see. Make it a habit to scan for motorcycles and be cautious around them. Following. Leave a lot of room to stop in front of you when you're following a motorcycle. You want to have enough time to safely stop in an emergency. Weather conditions and slippery surfaces can be serious problems for motorcyclists. Allow even more following room when it's raining or the road surface is slick. Lanes. Motorcyclists are constantly changing positions within their lane, so they can see and be seen, and to avoid objects in the road. They're entitled to the same lane width as all other vehicles. Never move into the same lane alongside a motorcyclist, even if the lane is wide and the motorcyclist is riding far to one side. Turning. Motorcyclists are often hidden or missed in blind zones. Do an over-the-shoulder check to make sure your blind zone is clear. For example, if you're turning right, look left, look right, then look left again. Looking twice can save a life. Drivers pulling into a lane in front of a motorcycle or turning in front of an oncoming motorcycle might not see the motorcycle. They could also misjudge the speed of the oncoming motorcycle. Road surface. Bumpy road surfaces and irregularities that don't affect other drivers, such as gravel, debris, pavement seams, small animals, potholes, and even manhole covers, can force a motorcyclist to change speed or lane position. Anticipate changes a motorcyclist might need to make. Lights. Your lights. Give motorcyclists plenty of time to notice your turn signals and brake lights. Motorcyclists' lights. When slowing down, motorcyclists might use the throttle and not their brakes, so brake lights wouldn't be visible. Additionally, some motorcycles don't have turn signals that turn off automatically. Make sure you're alert and paying careful attention when driving alongside a motorcycle. For more information about riding motorcycles, visit dol.wa.gov and search for Motorcycle Operator Manual. 4.6. Sharing with bicyclists. Bicyclists have the same rights, duties, and responsibilities as a vehicle driver. Like motorcycles, bicycles are small and less visible, which increases riders' risk of being struck by a driver and seriously injured or killed. General guidance. When turning a corner or pulling into a driveway, watch for bicyclists who are in the crosswalk or on the sidewalk. At intersections, yield to bicyclists as you would to a vehicle. You cannot share a lane with a bicyclist. Legally, bicyclists may use the full lane and ride where they're most visible to you and other drivers. When you're driving behind a bicyclist, leave at least 3 feet of space. Bicyclists in crosswalks are considered pedestrians. You must yield to them in both marked and unmarked crosswalks and intersections. Passing a bicyclist. Don't pass until it's safe for you and the bicyclist. Move over one full lane if there are two lanes in the same direction. If there's only one lane in each direction, move into the other lane when there isn't any oncoming traffic. Leave at least 3 feet between the bicyclist and the widest part of your vehicle. Remember, the bicyclist might need to change their position to avoid a hazard you can't see. Never cross into oncoming traffic to pass a bicyclist. Pass slowly on the bicyclist's left side and never into oncoming traffic. Make sure you're clear of the bicyclist before returning to the lane. Moving over too soon could put the bicyclist in danger. Let the bicyclist clear the intersection before making a turn. If you're going to turn right, don't pass a bicyclist just before the turn. Bike lanes. Watch for bicycle lanes, which are typically painted green, use solid white lines, and are marked with a bicycle symbol. Although bike lane markings vary in length, you should drive as though the markings continue. Drive in bicycle lanes only when turning or crossing the lane to park near the curb. Look carefully in all directions for a bicyclist after you park and before opening your door. For more information about riding bicycles, visit wsdot.wa.gov and search for bicycling and walking. 4.7. Sharing the road with trains. Railroad tracks deserve careful attention. Only drive across railroad tracks at designated crossings. Look for safety signage, flashing lights, and crossing gates. Flashing red lights at a railroad crossing means a train is approaching and you need to stay outside of the gates. Trains always have the right of way. They are heavy and cannot stop quickly, even if they are traveling at low speeds. It can take up to a mile for a train to come to a full stop. When lights are flashing and bells are ringing at a train crossing, you must stop, whether the gate is down or not. Never drive around the gate. Stop between 15 and 50 feet away from the nearest rail of a crossing when the signal is flashing, the crossing gate is lowering or already down, a flagger is giving a signal to stop, a train is approaching so closely as to create an immediate hazard, you hear a train's warning horn, a stop sign is posted. You can go when the red lights stop flashing and all other warning signs deactivate. Important safety reminders. Do not try to beat a train across the tracks. As soon as the warnings have been activated, stop. Do not stop on the tracks. If your vehicle gets stuck at a crossing, get everyone out immediately. Do not disregard warning signals. Even if you don't see a train, trust the signals. Trains might be closer, quieter, and moving faster than they appear. Trains can come from either direction and run on any track. When to call for help? If there's anything on or close to the railroad tracks, call the number on the blue and white emergency notification system sign. Give the crossing ID number to the dispatcher. Let them know your location and the details of the situation. No sign? Dial 911. Light rail. Sound Transit's Link Light Rail Line is a critical element of Washington's long-term transportation network. Here are some guidelines for driving near rail stations and lines. Pay attention to all signs and road markings. Be alert and watch for approaching light rail trains. Leave at least one car length or more between your vehicle and light rail trains. Do not stop, park, or leave your car on the tracks. Park with plenty of room for rail trains to get around you. 4.8. Sharing with agricultural vehicles. Agricultural and farm vehicles designed to go 25 miles per hour or less will have a triangle sign or emblem on the back. When you see a slow-moving vehicle, remember to be patient and slow down. Give plenty of space and use caution when passing. If you need to pass an agricultural vehicle and there are two lanes in the same direction, move over one full lane. If there's only one lane in each direction, look for oncoming traffic and proceed carefully. As you pass, there should be at least 3 feet between the widest part of your vehicle and the agricultural vehicle. 4.9. Sharing with emergency vehicles. Fire trucks, ambulances, and police cars using lights and/or sirens always have the right of way. As soon as you see or hear the signals, immediately pull your vehicle to the right side of the road and stop. Wait until the emergency vehicle has passed before signaling and re-entering traffic. You should re-enter traffic in the order you were traveling before. Wait until the emergency vehicle has passed before signaling and re-entering traffic. You should re-enter traffic in the order you were traveling before. By moving to the right, you help emergency vehicle drivers do their job and could help save a life. 4.10. Traffic laws. The rules of the road are designed to keep people safe. They prevent traffic incidents by establishing the rules everyone agrees to follow when they use the road. The laws exist to keep road systems moving smoothly. For the most part, the fundamental rules of the road stay the same. However, traffic laws can change. You can find the most current rules of the road by searching RCW46.61 online. For as long as you drive, it is your responsibility to stay informed about the most current rules of the road. General driving guidance. As a driver in Washington State, it's a good idea to keep this general driving guidance in mind. Drive on the right side of the road. The only time you might temporarily travel on the left is if you are safely and legally passing another vehicle on a two-lane road. Keep right except to pass. When there are multiple lanes traveling in the same direction, drive in the right lane. Use the left lane to pass slower traffic. Follow speed limit laws, even when using the left lane to pass. Remember, carpool lanes are not passing lanes. Don't use the shoulders of the road to pass. Unless directed by officials or signs, you shouldn't drive on the shoulder. Avoid blocking travel lanes. If you need to stop, keep moving until you can safely pull over. Keep moving forward. Don't drive in reverse on the road. Even if you miss your turn or exit, it's illegal to back up on a shoulder or freeway. Do not hitchhike or pick up hitchhikers on Washington freeways. It's illegal and dangerous. Traffic control devices. Traffic control devices are signals, signs, and road markings that control the flow of traffic, making streets and highways safer for motorists, bicyclists, and pedestrians. It is your responsibility to look for and comply with all signals, signs, and road markings. In special circumstances, law enforcement, construction workers, maintenance personnel, and school crossing guards can direct traffic. These people can overrule traffic signals, and their orders or directions must be followed. Broken lights or signals. If a traffic signal isn't working, treat the intersection like a four-way stop. Come to a complete stop. Yield to traffic on your right. Proceed cautiously when it's safe. 4.11. Traffic light signals. Solid red. Stop. Wait until the traffic light turns green and there are no vehicles or pedestrians in the intersection before you move ahead. After coming to a complete stop at a red light, you can turn right if you don't see a no-turn-on red sign, and you have plenty of room to enter traffic. After coming to a complete stop at a red light, you can turn left onto a one-way street if you don't see a no-turn-on red sign, and you have plenty of room to enter traffic. Flashing red. Stop. A flashing red traffic light functions as a stop sign. Come to a full stop and then go when it's your turn. Red arrow. Stop. A red arrow means you can't go in the direction of the arrow. Solid yellow. Slow down. This means the light is changing to red. When you see a yellow light, slow down and prepare to stop. If you're in the intersection when the yellow light comes on, continue through the intersection at the posted speed. You're not allowed to accelerate beyond the posted speed limit to enter or clear an intersection when the light is yellow. Flashing yellow. Slow down. A flashing yellow light has the same meaning as a yield sign. Treat the intersection as an uncontrolled intersection. Proceed when you have the right of way. Yellow arrow. Slow down. A yellow arrow means the light is going to turn red soon. Prepare to stop and give the right of way to oncoming traffic. Solid green. Go ahead, but make sure to wait for the intersection to clear. Yield to emergency vehicles as required by law. Yield to pedestrians. Wait for the intersection to clear. Yield to emergency vehicles as required by law. Yield to pedestrians. Flashing green. You won't see a flashing green light in Washington State. However, you might see them in British Columbia, Canada, as warning that pedestrians are waiting to cross. Green arrow. Go in the direction of the arrow. A green arrow gives you the right of way to travel in that direction. There should be no oncoming vehicles, crossing traffic, or pedestrians while the arrow is green. Freeway ramp meters. Ramp meters work like regular traffic signals. When the light is red, stop at the white stop line. When the signal turns green, you can continue along the on-ramp. 4.12. Signs. Traffic signs tell you about traffic rules, hazards, roadway directions, and the location of roadway services. The shape and color of these signs and their symbols and words give clues to the type of information they provide. Red equals prohibitive or restricted action. Orange equals construction and maintenance warning. Yellow equals general and unexpected road conditions warning. Fluorescent yellow-green equals warning of school, pedestrian, and bicycling activity. White equals regulatory. Green equals guide or directional information. Blue equals motorist services guidance. Brown equals public recreation, cultural and historical area identification. Common signs. Stop. A stop sign means you must stop at the line, crosswalk, or corner. Look for crossing vehicles and pedestrians in all directions and yield the right of way. Yield. A yield sign means you must slow down and allow traffic that has the right of way to cross first. Speed limit. These signs tell you the maximum safe speed allowed or the minimum safe speed required. The maximum speed limit is for ideal conditions. Reduce your speed when road conditions require it, like the roadway is slippery or it's foggy and difficult to see. Even if you're driving under the posted speed limit, you can get a ticket for traveling too fast for road conditions. Some roads have minimum speed limits. You're required to travel at least this fast so you are not a hazard to other drivers. Keep right. This sign reminds you to stay in the right lane unless you're passing another vehicle. Automated traffic safety cameras. These cameras automatically record images if you fail to stop at a steady red light. Fail to stop at a railroad crossing signal. Exceed the speed limit in a school zone. All locations with traffic cameras are clearly marked. Speeding tickets from these locations are mailed to the vehicle owner. Speed warning. These signs indicate that a speed change is recommended for a potential hazard or road condition, often a curve or turn. Adjust your speed appropriately given all factors, road, weather, traffic, etc., and follow the speed warning limit. Variable speed limit and advanced notification. These digital signs attempt to distribute the flow of traffic by posting changing speed limits. Digital advanced notification signs can also quickly close entire lanes and provide warning information to drivers before they reach slower traffic. One way. These signs identify where traffic flows only in the direction of the arrow. Never drive the wrong way on a one-way street. Not allowed. Some regulatory signs have a red circle with a red slash over a symbol. These signs indicate certain actions, such as left turns, right turns, or U-turns are not allowed. Do not enter. A square sign with a white horizontal line inside a circle means you can't enter the street from that direction. Wrong way. This alerts you that you're driving in the wrong direction and is meant to prevent head-on collisions. Stop and turn around immediately. No passing and passing safely. These signs tell you where passing isn't allowed. You might see these signs where there are potential hazards such as hills, curves, and intersections, and other places a vehicle could enter the roadway. There are also signs and lane markings that tell you when it's safe to pass. Shared center lane left turn only. This sign indicates where a lane is reserved for left-turning vehicles from either direction and isn't to be used for through traffic or passing other vehicles. Arrows are often painted on the road. Roundabout. These signs mark the entrance to a roundabout. Roundabouts can also have yield, pedestrian warning, and directional arrows signs. Work zone signs. These construction, maintenance, or emergency operation signs warn you people are working near the roadway. Motorists, pedestrians, and bicyclists must yield to any highway construction personnel, vehicles with flashing yellow lights, or equipment inside a highway construction or maintenance work zone. Fines double for offenses committed while driving in construction areas when workers are present. Service signs. Service signs show the location of various services, such as hospitals, electric vehicle charging stations, and rest areas. Recreation signs. Recreation signs show local attractions, such as hiking trails, picnic spaces, and skiing areas. Destination signs. Destination signs show directions and distances to various locations, such as cities, airports, or state lines, or special areas such as national parks, historical areas, or museums. The shape and color of route number signs indicate the type of roadway: interstate, U.S., state, city, or county road. For example, city mileage, optional exit and exit only, and highway signs. Other traffic signs. Some, but not all, Washington State signs are shown below. You are responsible for knowing all signs, including city and county signs. No turn on red. Lane use control. Mile marker. School zone speed limit. Reduce speed limit ahead. Railroad intersection. Crossroad curve. Deer crossing. Hill. Low clearance. Merge. Merging traffic. No passing zone. Pedestrian crossing. Reversing curves. School crossing. Side road. Signal ahead. Slippery when wet. Soft shoulder. Stop ahead. Sharp turn. Two-way traffic. Added lane from right. No merging required. Advance warning bicyclist. Narrow road or bridge ahead. Circular intersection. Curve left 35 miles per hour recommended. Divided Highway, Road Begins. Divided Highway, Road Ends. Slow Moving Vehicle, Winding Road. Advisory Speed, Chain Advisory, Light Rail. Sharp Curve Ahead, Railroad Crossing, Traffic Direction. Tsunami Hazard Zone, National Forest, Volcano Evacuation Route. 4.13. Common Intersections. An intersection is any place where two or more roads come together. There are many types of intersections: cross streets, roundabouts, common circles, side streets, driveways, shopping centers, and parking lot entrances. Every intersection is legally a crosswalk, whether it's marked or unmarked. Each intersection type requires wise decision-making, cautious behavior, and awareness of yourself and others. Before you enter an intersection, stop and yield to pedestrians and traffic in the intersection. Look in each direction multiple times. Check your side mirrors and over your shoulder to be sure there isn't a cyclist, motorcyclist, or pedestrian coming into your path. Look for road markings to follow as you proceed to a new lane or road. Make sure you can clearly see crossing traffic before entering an intersection. If you stop on the stop line, but your view of a cross street is blocked, edge forward slowly until you can see. This allows crossing drivers to see the front of your vehicle before you can see them. This gives them a chance to slow down and warn you if needed. Make sure there is enough space for you to cross or turn without blocking the intersection. It's very important to scan the entire area around an intersection, especially when you're near shopping centers, parking lots, construction areas, busy sidewalks, playgrounds, parks, and schoolyards. Right-of-way. Right-of-way rules determine the order vehicles move through an intersection. The law determines who must yield, give up the right-of-way. Four-way stop. When you approach an intersection controlled by stop signs, the following rules apply. The first vehicle to arrive is the first to go. The second vehicle to arrive is the second to go, etc. If two vehicles arrive at approximately the same time, yield to the one on the right. Any vehicle turning left must yield the right-of-way to vehicles going straight or turning right. Two-way stop. Turning vehicles must yield to the vehicle going straight. The vehicle going straight has the right-of-way. 4.14. Turning. Whether turning left or right at an intersection, state law requires you to turn into the lane closest to the direction you are coming from. If there is more than one turn lane, stay in your original lane as you turn. Make sure you plan your turns carefully so you don't veer into another lane while turning. Once you complete your turn, you can change to another lane if you need to. Put on your turn signal at least 100 feet before you turn left or right across oncoming traffic. Then, look for a safe gap in the traffic. Check the street you're turning onto to make sure no vehicles, pedestrians, or bicyclists are in or approaching your path. Check behind you for bicyclists and yield to them before making your turn. Bicyclists might be moving toward you faster than you realize. Be sure you have time to execute the turn safely. U-turns. If you need to turn around, look for signs showing whether or not a U-turn is allowed. You must have clear visibility in all directions before making a U-turn. For that reason, do not make a U-turn on a curve or when approaching the crest of a hill. In Washington, U-turns are generally allowed unless a sign is posted telling you a U-turn is not allowed. Cross intersection. A cross intersection is a four-way junction with one or more lanes traveling in each direction. It can be marked with traffic lights, street signs, and/or road markings. Know and apply the right-of-way laws at cross intersections. T-intersection. A T-intersection is a three-way junction where a road ends and intersects with a through road. Some T-intersections we'll have a yield or stop sign to let you know that passing traffic has the right of way. Y intersection. A Y intersection is when a minor road connects with more major routes. There might be a stop sign where the minor road connects with the major road. The cars on major roads have the right of way. Mid-block crossing. These are crosswalks in the middle of the roadway. Pedestrians always have the right-of-way in a marked crosswalk. Drivers should stop to allow pedestrians and bicyclists to cross, regardless of whether the crosswalk has a stop sign or not. 4.15. Other intersections. Traffic calming circles. A traffic calming circle is an intersection with a painted or raised center island that traffic flows counterclockwise around. This type of intersection can have stop or yield signs on all, some, or none of its approaches. They can be found at four-way, three-way, or two-way intersections. Apply the same right-of-way rules as you would at any other intersection. Traffic calming circles are intended for passenger vehicles and may not easily accommodate large vehicles like fire trucks, buses, or delivery trucks. Give larger vehicles plenty of space and be aware that they might have to go clockwise to get through the circle. Roundabouts. A roundabout is a circular intersection where all approaching vehicles yield on entry and travel counterclockwise around a raised center island. Roundabouts are designed for a wide variety of users, including cars, fire trucks, buses, delivery vehicles, freight trucks, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Roundabouts can have a truck apron around the central island. Truck aprons are designed for large vehicles. Give large vehicles plenty of space, as they are allowed to cross truck aprons and both lanes as they approach and drive through the intersection. Bicycles can choose to navigate the roundabout as a pedestrian or as a vehicle. When traveling as a vehicle, bicyclists should ride in the middle of the lane to increase their visibility to drivers. How to drive a roundabout. 1. Slow down when approaching the roundabout. Roundabouts are designed for speeds between 15 and 25 miles per hour. 2. Pick a lane as you approach the roundabout. The lane choice sign shows you which lanes are used for right turns, straight through travel, and left turns. Once you pick a lane, stay in that lane until you exit the roundabout. 3. Stop for pedestrians and bicyclists in crosswalks when you enter and exit the roundabout. 4. Yield to all traffic in the roundabout. Look left and yield to all traffic already in the roundabout since they have the right of way. Once you see a gap in traffic, enter the circle and proceed to your exit. Remember to keep a safe distance behind trucks because they need a lot of space and are allowed to use both lanes. 5. Enter the roundabout to the right, traveling counterclockwise and staying in your lane. 6. Exit at the street you want. 7. Drive through the roundabout and pull over if an emergency vehicle approaches, just like you would at any other intersection. Diverging diamonds. A diverging diamond is a new type of intersection in Washington. It's designed so traffic can cross to the other side of the roadway. This might not seem logical because you cross lanes with traffic going in the opposite direction. The intersection allows for vehicles to turn left on and off freeway ramps more efficiently. These intersections reduce the number of points where vehicles cross paths, which in turn decreases the risk of collisions. By eliminating left turns against oncoming traffic, diverging diamonds intersections improve traffic flow and reduce congestion. What to expect? Lane shift. As you approach the interchange, you'll be guided to cross over to the left side of the roadway. This might feel strange initially, as you'll be driving on the opposite side of the road, but clear markings and signals will guide you. Free flow left turns. The main advantage is that it allows you to make left turns onto the freeway without stopping or yielding to oncoming traffic. Return to normal. After crossing the overpass or underpass, you'll be directed to cross back over to the right side of the road. What to do? Pay close attention to signs and pavement markings. They will guide you through the lane shift and turns. Don't worry about oncoming traffic when turning left onto the freeway. The design eliminates conflicts with oncoming vehicles. Stay alert and drive at a safe speed. Even though traffic flow is improved, it's important to remain aware of your surroundings. Uncontrolled intersection. Uncontrolled intersections don't have signs, but the normal right-of-way rules apply. These intersections are typically found on local roads and streets. When you enter an uncontrolled intersection, you must yield the right-of-way if any of these apply. A vehicle is already in the intersection. You enter or cross a state highway from a secondary road. You enter a paved road from an unpaved road. You plan to make a left turn and a vehicle is approaching from the opposite direction. 4.16. Road markings. Road markings are lines, arrows, words, or symbols painted on the roadway to give you directions or warnings. They're used to divide lanes. Road markings show when you can pass other vehicles or change lanes. They show which lanes to use for turns, define pedestrian walkways, and show where you must stop for signs or traffic signals. Lanes. Solid white lanes mark the edge of the road and separate bicycle lanes from other traffic. If there are no markings on the road, stay as close to the right side as safely possible. White and yellow lines separating travel lanes or marking the center of the road tell you if traffic is traveling in one or two directions. Yellow lines separate traffic in opposite directions. White lines separate traffic lanes moving in the same direction. Shorter dashed white lines mean the lane is ending. You will either need to merge or exit. You can cross dashed lines if it is safe. Medians divide two or more roadways. They can be open spaces, cement dividers, or 18-inch solid yellow pavement markings with stripes. It's illegal to drive within, over, or across medians. A dashed white line between lanes of traffic means you can cross it to change lanes if it is safe. A solid white line means you should stay in your lane unless a special situation requires you to change lanes. Double solid white lines are a barrier between lanes. It's illegal to cross double white lines. A dashed yellow line shows the center of a two-way, two-lane road. If it's safe, you may use the oncoming lane to pass another vehicle. A solid yellow line can indicate the edge of the road or a no-passing zone. Do not cross a solid yellow line to pass another vehicle. Double solid yellow center lines show the middle of a two-way road. You are not allowed to pass in either direction on roads with double yellow lines. A solid yellow and a dashed yellow line also show the center of a two-way roadway. You're not allowed to pass when the solid yellow line is on your side of the road. If the dashed line is on your side of the road, you may pass if it is safe to do so. Turn lanes are usually at major intersections. There are signs and road markings indicating these lanes. Sometimes, a narrow signal helps control these lanes. Once you're in a turn lane, you must follow through with the turn. You can cross a solid yellow line on your side of the road to get into a center lane. This lane is marked with left turn arrows. These shared center lanes are reserved for vehicles making left turns in either direction from or into the roadway, or U-turns when they are permitted. Keep your eyes on traffic coming the other direction because those cars also have the right to use the same turn lane. These lanes must not be used for passing. You shouldn't travel farther than 300 feet in a center lane. HOV, carpool. HOV lanes are reserved for carpools, vanpools, and buses. HOV lanes are identified by the diamond symbol on signs and on the pavement. These lanes are separated from the other lanes on the highway by a solid white line. To travel in an HOV lane, a vehicle must meet the occupancy requirements posted on the signs. Motorcycles are also allowed to use HOV lanes. Reversible lanes. Reversible lanes, like express lanes, Help address traffic congestion by switching the travel direction of one or more lanes when additional capacity is needed. Reversible lanes are typically operated on regular, fixed schedules that reflect daily commuting patterns. They can also be activated for major events or incidents. These lanes are usually marked by double dash white lines. Check with the overhead signs before you start driving in a reversible lane. A green arrow means you can use the lane, and a red X means you can't. A steady yellow X means the lane is changing direction, and you should move out of the lane as soon as it's safe. Reserved lanes. Reserved lanes are identified by signs and/or pavement markings indicating the lane is reserved for special uses. For example, transit lanes are for bus use only. Toll lanes. Express toll lanes and high-occupancy toll lanes provide toll-free express trips for buses, vanpools, carpools, and motorcycles. But they also give individual drivers the option to pay the toll to use the lanes for a faster trip. For more information, search toll roads on wsdot.wa.gov. Using a Good2Go account is the best way to pay tolls in Washington. Good2Go accounts save you money on every toll road in the state and give you the convenience of automatic payments. For more information regarding Good2Go accounts, visit mygoodtogo.com. Other road markings. Crosswalks. Provide a safe way for pedestrians and bicyclists to cross the road. You must yield to people in or about to enter a crosswalk. Get in the habit of being alert for pedestrians and bicyclists when you're crossing an intersection or turning. Some crosswalks might also have in-pavement lights that are activated by crossing pedestrians. You must yield when these lights are flashing. Not all crosswalks are marked. Every intersection is legally defined as a crosswalk, regardless of whether a crosswalk marking is present. Bike lanes are marked with solid white lines and bike symbols. Some bike lanes are separated from the adjacent travel lane with a buffer consisting of two solid white lines with diagonal cross-hatching in between. This buffer is considered part of the bike lane and should not be entered unless you're making a legal turn after checking that it's safe to do so. Some bike lanes are physically separated from passing traffic by methods such as bollards, posts, or planters. Stop lines appear at a stop sign or signal. You must stop before your vehicle reaches the stop line or crosswalk, if there's one. Fire lanes are usually marked with red stripes on a red curb. Don't park or stop in fire lanes. In some communities, the road in front of a fire station is marked as a fire lane to keep the path clear for aid vehicles. Yellow stripes show where you're not allowed to drive. Sharrows are road markings used to indicate a vehicle lane is shared with bicycle traffic. If you see sharrow markings, watch for people riding bikes. Drive slowly and provide at least 3 feet of space when passing. Bicycles should position themselves in line with the sharrow markings and ride in the direction the arrow is pointing. Bicycle boxes. When the light turns green, bicyclists cross the intersection first and enter the bike lane on the other side of the intersection. You can't turn right on red near a bicycle box. Stay behind the white line until the bicycle box is clear. Bicycles should position themselves in front of vehicles at the intersection. Zones. School zone. A school zone refers to the roads around a school building or playground. These areas can be marked with signs, pavement markings, and flashing lights. The school zone speed limit is 20 miles per hour because higher speeds increase the risk of fatal crashes. You might see signs that clarify when the 20 miles per hour speed limit applies. Remember, students might participate in after-school activities, sports teams, or access the playgrounds after hours. Slow down and watch out when you're driving near a school. Any effort to reduce the risk for children is worth your time and attention. Work zone. A work zone is an area where road work or construction takes place. It could involve lane closures, detours, and moving equipment. Be aware of crew members who work to keep travelers safe while vehicles speed past. Employees in work zones are parents, partners, siblings, and friends who need a safe work environment. Please do your part to keep these workers safe. Watch for signs, cones, barrels, large vehicles, and workers when approaching a work zone. Eliminate distractions to enhance focus. Turn down music and pause conversations. Always reduce your speed in a work zone, even if there are no workers. The narrower lanes and rough pavement can create a hazardous condition. Increase your following distance, watch the traffic around you, and be prepared to stop. Use extreme caution when driving through a work zone at night, whether you see workers or not. Move over when possible to allow space for workers and construction vehicles. Observe the posted work zone signs until you see the end road work sign. Expect delays. Plan for them and leave early to reach your destination on time. Use a different route to avoid work zones when possible. Emergency zone. An emergency zone is created in response to a roadside situation that requires immediate attention. It could be a crash, broken vehicle, or individual in distress. These are situations nobody plans for, and they require care and patience from all road users. Emergency zones might involve road flares or signs, but roadside response vehicles will use flashing lights. As soon as you see a roadside response vehicle with flashing lights, you must either 1. Move over into a farther lane. 2. Slow down to at least 10 miles per hour below the posted speed limit. Never drive faster than 50 miles per hour in an emergency zone. Roadside response vehicles could include tow trucks, solid waste trucks, incident response, highway maintenance, utility vehicles, law enforcement, fire trucks, and ambulances. Create a safe space for roadside workers as soon as possible. You can help them while they are there helping others. Parking. General parking rules. You're responsible for making sure your parked vehicle isn't a hazard to others. Make sure to park in designated areas only. Check for signs prohibiting or limiting parking. Colored curb markings can indicate parking restrictions. You're responsible for making sure your parked vehicle isn't a hazard to others. Do not park in an intersection, on a crosswalk, sidewalk, or bicycle lane. Within 30 feet of a traffic signal, stop sign, or yield sign. Within 5 feet of a driveway, alley, or private road. Within 75 feet of a fire station driveway on the opposite side of the street. Within 20 feet of pedestrian safety zones. On railroad tracks. Within 50 feet of a railroad crossing. In a construction zone. Next to an already parked vehicle, double parking. On the shoulder of the freeway, unless you have an emergency. On a bridge, overpass, or in a tunnel or an underpass. Facing oncoming traffic, more than 12 inches from the curb. Wherever there is a sign that says you cannot park, within 15 feet of a fire hydrant. Signs or painted curbs might indicate other parking restrictions. White means that only short stops are permitted. Yellow or red indicates a loading zone or some other restriction. Set your parking brake. Always set your parking brake, especially on a hill. Check traffic before you open your door. Check your rear and side view mirror. Open the door with your hand that's farthest from the door. This is called the Dutch reach method. It forces your body to turn, which allows you to see approaching bicyclists. It also prevents the vehicle door from being opened too quickly. This can protect bicyclists and prevent your door from being damaged by an approaching vehicle. Never leave children or animals unattended in a parked vehicle. Ensure adults, children, and animals properly exit the vehicle. It's a crime to leave a child under the age of 16 unattended in a parked vehicle while the mother is running. It's a crime to leave a child under the age of 12 unattended in a parked vehicle. It's a crime to leave an animal unattended in a vehicle if the animal could be harmed or killed by exposure to excessive heat, cold, lack of ventilation, or lack of necessary water. If no one in the immediate area has access to the vehicle, law enforcement is authorized to immediately remove children or animals by any means reasonable to protect their health and safety. The officer or the agency employing an officer isn't responsible for damage to the vehicle if they need to remove children or animals for legal or safety reasons. Take your keys and lock your door. Locking your door prevents theft and protects your vehicle against unwanted intruders. Perpendicular and angled parking. Entering a perpendicular or angled parking space. 1. Identify the space you want to park in and check traffic. 2. Signal your intention to turn. 3. Move forward slowly, turning the steering wheel left or right as appropriate until the vehicle reaches the middle of the space. 4. Center the vehicle between the painted lines. 5. Move to the front of the parking space, stop, and secure the vehicle. Exiting a perpendicular or angled parking space. 1. Check for traffic in all directions. 2. Continue to check traffic and move straight back until your bumper clears the vehicle parked beside you. 3. Turn the steering wheel sharply in the direction you want your vehicle to move. 4. Clear the parking space and stop. Move forward, accelerating smoothly and steering as needed to straighten the wheels. Parallel parking. Entering a parallel parking space. 1. Identify the space where you'll park. Check traffic and signal. 2. Reverse and look in the direction the vehicle will be moving. 3. Back slowly until your front bumper is in line with the rear bumper of the vehicle you're parking behind. 4. Turn your steering wheel sharply and back slowly into the space. 5. Turn the steering wheel rapidly to center the vehicle into the space. 6. Stop before touching the bumper of the vehicle behind you. 7. Move forward to adjust your vehicle in the parking space. Make sure your vehicle is no more than 12 inches from the curb. Exiting a parallel parking space. 1. Check traffic in all directions. Place your foot on the brake, shift to reverse, and move backwards as much as possible toward the vehicle behind you. 2. Check for traffic and signal. 3. Move forward slowly, steering into the lane. 4. Make sure the front bumper of your vehicle will clear the vehicle ahead. If not, reverse and adjust the steering wheel. 5. Move forward into the closest lane of traffic when your front door clears the rear bumper of the vehicle parked ahead of you. Parking on a hill. Always set your parking brake when you park on a hill. You need to make sure your vehicle doesn't roll into the road. Turning your wheels toward the edge of the road provides additional security in case your parking brake fails. Facing up the hill. On hills with tall curbs, turn your steering wheel away from the curb until the back of your front tire touches the curb. If your vehicle starts to roll, it will roll backwards into the curb. On hills with lower or rounded curbs, turning your steering wheel toward the curb might be safer because your vehicle would roll away from the road if your parking brake failed. Facing down the hill. Turn your steering wheel toward the curb until the front of your front tire touches the curb. If your vehicle starts to roll, it will roll forward into the curb. If there's no curb, turn your steering wheel and tires toward the edge of the road. This way, if your vehicle starts to roll, it will roll away from traffic. Reserved, disabled parking. Some parking spots are reserved for vehicles with disabled parking plates or disabled parking placard. The white stripes next to a reserved space, called an access aisle, must be kept clear. You can be fined for parking in stalls without displaying the required placard and/or for blocking the access aisle. If you have a disability that limits or impairs your ability to walk, you may apply for temporary or permanent disabled parking privileges. Do not hang the parking placard from your rearview mirror while you're driving because it will obstruct your view. To apply, you and your physician must complete the Disabled Parking Application for Individuals form, available at dol.wa.gov. Electric Vehicle Charging Station Parking. It's illegal to park a vehicle in any electric vehicle charging station if the vehicle is not connected to the charging equipment. 4.19. Transporting. Towing. If you're towing anything, like a boat, trailer, or camper, you're responsible for following all manufacturers' agreements, state laws, and federal standards. You need to know and follow all guidelines regarding weight limits, vehicle restrictions, tow cables and taillight hookups, service brakes, licensing and documentation. Secure your load. Driving with an unsecured load is both against the law and extremely dangerous. Secure your load so loose items don't release into the air or slide, shift, or fall onto the road and cause a crash. To secure the load in your vehicle or trailer, tie everything down with rope, netting, or straps. Tie large objects directly to your vehicle or trailer. Pack your vehicle or trailer only with items you can safely and securely carry. Animals. It's illegal for anyone to transport an animal outside a vehicle, such as the bed of a truck, without a protective harness or enclosure, so the animal can't jump or fall out. It's a misdemeanor to transport animals in a way that would pose a risk to the animal or public safety, according to Washington's Prevention of Cruelty to Animals laws. If you're taken into custody for any reason, an officer can take charge of any animal or animals in the vehicle. If your animal is in police custody, you'll need to pay a fee before you can collect the animal. It's illegal to engage in any activity that takes your focus off safely driving your vehicle. Animals that are loose in a vehicle or riding on the driver's lap are a potential distraction. 4.20. Maritime. Ferries. Washington State Ferries, sometimes referred to as the State Marine Highway System, are part of Washington's highway network. As part of that network, all rules of the road apply. As you approach the ferry terminal, you might see signs directing you into a designated ferry lane. Pull up behind other vehicles already in line. Ferry line cutting is a traffic offense that can lead to a fine. If you're in a ferry holding lane in a residential area, please don't block residential driveways or intersections. Bicyclists receive priority loading on most ferries and have a bicycle waiting area in front of motor vehicles. Bicyclists can proceed past vehicles waiting in the ferry holding lane. For more information about the Washington State Ferries system, or for fares and schedules, please visit wsdot.wa.gov and search for ferries. Beaches. Driving is allowed on ocean beaches only in Grays Harbor and Pacific counties. The beach is considered a state highway, so all driving laws apply. The speed limit is 25 miles per hour, and pedestrians and bicyclists have the right of way at all times. You may enter the beach with your vehicle only through marked beach approaches and drive only on hard-packed sand. Watch for signs prohibiting beach driving in some areas and circumstances.